Friends, Christ, peace to you wherever you are hearing this. Today is the Feast of the Holy Family. What a blessed feast for us to contemplate. It is good. It is really good. I feel like I'm especially prepared to preach on this feast day because my day was totally chaotic, off schedule, and not at all according to plan. So that makes me perfectly suited to preach right now about family, which is often chaotic, off-scheduled, hardly things go according to plan, and yet there's so much goodness and so much beauty in the midst of that. So here we go. You know, Christmas was just 4 days ago, and the church in this octave of Christmas, the Christmas octave, really focuses us on things of great importance. So since Christmas, we have had no wasted movements in the church's teaching. December 26th, the feast of St. Stephen the Martyr, which reminds us that even though Christ is born into the world, to follow him is not going to be easy. It's going to require sacrifice, even the ultimate sacrifice. The next day, December 27th, is the feast of the apostle and the evangelist St. John. We heard in the readings that day about the reality of the resurrection. So Christmas is linked intimately, closely to the resurrection. It's why Jesus came to defeat sin and death, and the resurrection is that victory. December 28th, back to the cross and the difficulty. We have the Feast of the Holy Innocents, those martyred because of Herod's hatred of Jesus. And we see that Jesus throughout the ages has been a magnet for great evil. He still is today. He draws out evil, but he defeats it often through sacrifice, always, in fact, through sacrifice. His sacrifice on the cross and the sacrifice of his faithful people. But then we get to today. Today is December 29th. We have the Feast of the Holy Family. It's always the first Sunday after Christmas. And friends, it is very important. The church doesn't waste time after Christmas on things that aren't important. And this feast is very important. You might say, well, family life, like, isn't that ordinary and just kind of blasé? Not at all. Jesus did nothing in his earthly existence that was unimportant or significant. And so, he spent 30 of his 33 years in the simplicity of family life. So that's 90.909% for those of you who are keeping score at home. 90% of his time on earth was spent in family life. In one facet or another, it was in his family that he learned how to pray, how to work. With his family, he played and he grew. He did chores. He had friends in the homes next to his own. All of it is so human and normal and good. When St. Joseph died, he lived that reality in his family life. He took care of his mother. He grew. He took on responsibilities. He worked. He provided. All the things that we do in our families, Jesus did as well. So don't think for a second that this time spent in family, in the quiet of Nazareth, in the seeming normal existence of everyday life was wasted. This was not wasted time. And the Lord reminds us that it is not wasted time. See, his presence, living family life, sanctifies it and makes it infinitely important. So all of you out there working hard to raise your families in the right way, know how vitally important your vocation is. Thank you. Keep going. Don't lose heart. Don't lose focus. You're doing exactly what the Lord wants you to do in raising your families in faith. At its center, family is really simple. Now, some of you hearing that probably laugh because you could list all the things that are chaotic and complex in your own families, all the things that haven't gone according to plan, all the surprises and the difficulties and the many ways that family life seems anything but simple. I get it. I grew up in family. I have family. I get it. I understand all of it. By the way, remember, it wasn't exactly smooth sailing for the Holy Family either. Just think of the gospel today, right? Family life can be difficult. And yet, at its center, at its core, family is simple. It's simple because it is the place where love is given and where love is received. And love is simple. I want to say that again. Family is simple because it is the place where love is given and love is received, and love is simple. In the world, what is simple is often seen as unimportant, insignificant, but that is not how it is with God. What is simple is closer to His heart, because He is simple, and His heart is simple. That's why when Jesus came to be among us, He came in a simple and normal way. He was born as a child. He lived within a family. He shared life with His friends, with the people around Him, in the same way that you and I do. See, the incarnation, as theologically deep and mysterious as it is still really simple. Because love is simple. It's good for us to remember that. So family life, which mirrors the life of the Trinity, is not just good. It is wonderfully good. It is blessed. It is holy. It is blessed and holy. Notice I didn't say it was perfect. I know it's not perfect. It's not easy. We're all sinners. We all make mistakes. There is no perfect family, by the way. Even Saint Joseph needed redemption. So the Holy Family isn't a perfect family, right? But it is a beautiful thing. You see, because in the midst of the imperfection of family life, if faith is lived well, in the midst of that imperfection, not outside of it, not in someone else's house, but in the midst of the imperfection of our family lives, Jesus' perfect love can be revealed. His perfect love comes into the midst of the imperfection of our own lives, our own families, our own hearts. And a good family welcomes that love, focuses on that love, never forgets that love. It's His perfect love that heals. It's His perfect love that restores. That is the call of each family, to become a place where Jesus is welcomed, so that His perfect love can be communicated. And it is that love that heals and restores, that works in the imperfections of our families, that brings forgiveness, that brings healing, that brings hope, that ultimately brings us to our final home within the family of God in heaven. That's the call of our families. Let it be the call of your family. I have a challenge at the end of this homily. First is this, to pray. And the second is to act. So to pray, pray, my friends. Bring the realities of your family situation to the Holy Family in prayer. Bring the realities, the good things, and there are so many good things in family life. bring those realities to prayer. But also, friends, the difficult realities of family life, the places where there is brokenness, sometimes deep brokenness, the places where there needs to be forgiveness, both forgiveness sought and forgiveness granted. The wounds, the areas that need grace. Bring those realities to prayer and bring them to the Holy Family. They're so very much on our side. Obviously, Jesus is our Lord and Savior, but so too Saint Joseph. And we can't ask for a better mother than the Blessed Mother. So bring the realities of your family situations to the Holy Family in prayer. And then, friends, don't just pray, but also act. What does that mean? Well, everyone has someone in their family who they need to reach out to. Every single person who hears this has someone in your immediate family or in your extended family who you need to reach out to. That reaching out can look like a lot of things. Maybe it's to forgive. Maybe it's to ask forgiveness. Maybe it's just to show that you don't take him or her for granted. But do it. Pick up the phone and make the call. Sit down with someone after dinner and have the conversation. Young people, take one of your parents out to coffee and ask them what their life was like before you showed up. Get to know them. You'll find great stories. Don't take each other for granted, because we don't have that much time on this earth, and we shouldn't spoil one of the great gifts that God has given us in being born into families. Above all, do not let love go uncommunicated. Don't let love go uncommunicated. Say the words. Live the gestures. Act in accordance with the love that God has given to you. Share it with your family. And as our families get healthier, so too our culture gets healthier. So let's be where we are in the realities of our lives. And let's recognize that Jesus is with us in those to bless them. The Holy Family is praying for us so that our families might be holy. And that the joy of knowing that we're loved and knowing that we can love others cannot just be something that we experience in our families, but could be something that we share with the whole world. Friends, God bless you, and may your families truly become holy in the model and in the example of the Holy Family. Amen.